Good morning to each and every one of you. We bless and thank God for you sharing with us this morning. I'm glad to have you connected with us on our First 15 prayer call. Every Tuesday, so many of you just so faithful to connect with us, and I thank God for all of you. Every week, this is just where you are, and I bless and thank God for your faithfulness in this prayer call that God has connected all of us to, and even for those of you who don't just get on the prayer call, but you invite someone, whether it's through social media or whether it's through a personal invitation. I just bless God for your consistency and your diligence in connecting people with prayer. If you are sharing with us for the very first time, we welcome you so much to our prayer call. We just thank God for you waking up early this morning and connecting with us. Many of you, as you're just preparing for your day, you're getting dressed for work and getting children ready for school, you jump on the call for these few moments, and I just thank God for the power of connection. I always say this, that the kingdom of God is all about connection. We see it in the verse in Scripture where it says one can put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000 to flight. That shows you about the power of connection, and all of us, we need to be connected to somebody in life to help us get to the next level in God and to help us even remain on the course of faithfulness towards the things of God. So I thank and bless God for you sharing with us on this morning. Please feel free to come back. This is where we are every Tuesday morning. Just first 15 minutes we give unto the Lord. When detectives are investigating a crime, they say the first 48 is the most important time in investigating that crime, because that's when they'll get all of their best information. We believe that the first 15 minutes of our day should be dedicated to God in prayer. And on Tuesdays, we do that together in and through this corporate prayer call. So thank you so much for sharing with us again. Please come back, and we would love to have you here. I know that God is going to bless us today. As we prepare to go out, to get moving, and to be productive on today, I want to share with us this morning, I want to pray in a particular vein, because sometimes we can be dealing with so much adversity, and some of us don't have the luxury of dealing with just one thing. We have to deal with several different things. We have to be almost ambidextrous, if you would, and fight with both hands, because there's so much adversity that we're dealing with in the course of a day, so many irons in the fire, so many fires we have to put out, if you would. But I just want to encourage you through Scripture and through prayer this morning that you can make it, that God will never, ever, ever put more upon us than what we can bear. And when it is that we're feeling overwhelmed and we're losing our focus and we feel like we're even losing our way, sometimes we need to be reminded of the characteristics of God, that God will never leave us, that God is always with us. And then this one thing here that's found in this these two verses of Scripture that Jeremiah writes in Lamentations chapter 3, 22 and 23. It says, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, but because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, Jeremiah says. He says, through his mercies we are not consumed, we're not overwhelmed, we're not crushed, because his compassions fail not. God is a God of compassion, great compassion. They are new every single morning, fresh compassions. He says, great is your faithfulness. And oftentimes, we have to be reminded, my brothers and sisters, of the faithfulness of God. And in understanding the faithfulness of God, it means that God is always going to be there. He's always working so that we can win. I want to say that one more time. God is always working so we can win. Even when things don't feel the way that they should, or we feel like we're going through so much, please know God is always working so that we can win. Another verse of scripture says he always leads us in triumph. There in Romans it tells us that all things are working together for our good. Why? Because God is faithful, and his faithfulness means that he's always working so that we can win. He is faithful and he is steadfast. And this is the brilliant thing about God, is that even when we are not faithful to him, he still remains faithful to us. Now that should provoke you to worship a God like that, to fall in love with a God like that, that even when we are not thinking about him, he's always not just thinking but working so that we can win as well. Now this is what I found. I found three things about God. First of all, God is always gentle, God is always gracious, and he's always generous. Those are three things about his faithful character. He is gentle, he is gracious, and he is generous. Now, if you're sitting here this morning and you've been toiling with the fact of when God is going to come through in my life, when are things are going to open up, I want you to know that just because God has not manifested deliverance or open door or even an answer does not mean that he is not faithful. He does sometimes not give us the exact thing that we want, and it's only because he wants to give us something better. He wants to give us something that's going to be more enduring, more eternal, and more profitable to us. He gives us things that we haven't even asked for sometimes, because with our limited understanding, we can see to the corner, but God can see around the corner. And so sometimes God will delay. Yes, God will put us in holding patterns. God will cause us to wait, but it's not so that we can be miserable. You have to remind yourself that God is a faithful God, and this faithful God is always working so that I can win. Jeremiah says, great is your faithfulness towards me. Because even while we're waiting, even while we're going through, God says, I still have purpose for that, because this is your development time. This is your time of growth. This is your time to temper yourself so that we know we're not going to be a little spoiled brat that when God doesn't move in our prescribed time, we give up on him. We learn how to be committed to the things of God, even when and while we are waiting. And so I want to just pray for each and every one of you this morning, because some of us need to be reminded that God is faithful. Yes, he is. And it's because of his faithfulness that we are not consumed, that we are not overwhelmed with all that we're dealing with and with all that we're challenged with day by day. If it had not been for the faithfulness of God, where in the world would we be? We would be consumed. We would be overwhelmed. We would have lost our way and even lost our mind. But because of his compassions, because God helps us with lifting the load and even sometimes with carrying the load, we can declare and rely on his faithfulness this morning. And I want to pray with all of us today, no matter what it is that you're facing today. You don't have to be fearful. You don't have to be frustrated, because God is faithful, which means he's always working so that we can win. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your faithfulness this morning. I bless you for your faithfulness towards each and every one of us. God, the mere fact that we woke up this morning means that today we're going to experience your faithfulness once again, because every morning we have brand new mercies and we have brand new compassions that we receive from you. So I just thank you this morning, Lord God, for the faithfulness that you've shown unto us thus far, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, even in the faithfulness of forgiving us, Lord God, that when we weren't thinking about you, you were still working so that we can win. You were still looking past our faults and continuing to supply and meet our needs. And we want to just thank you and bless you for that. Thank you for giving us the right mindset this morning, Lord God, that we will look at our situation through the lenses of your faithfulness, Lord God. We just bless you and thank you this morning, Lord God, that no, we're not consumed. No, we will not be overwhelmed, because we have a faithful God that's working so that we can win. I even bless you this morning, God, for every person that's on this prayer call this morning. I just thank you this morning, God, that you have great compassions for each and every one of us, Lord God. I thank you even this morning for your mercies. It's because of your mercies, Lord God, that we are able to stand and even face today with victory, God. I bless you for every person today that may be dealing with some type of adversity, God. They may have adversity on one hand or another. I just bless you and thank you right now, Lord God, that we're going to speak your faithfulness over our issues and over our problems. Lord, there may be many on this call today, but we know that you are faithful and you're able, God. You're able to handle every situation and you're able to handle every circumstance. So we thank you right now, Lord God, that even as we are waiting, even as we are believing, as we are standing in faith, Lord God, we declare right now, Lord God, that you are still good. We declare even on this morning, Lord, that your faithfulness towards us is better than life. So we bless you and we honor you this morning. We put on this morning a garment of thanksgiving, a garment of gratefulness, Lord God, so that you might be pleased with our posture even as we go throughout today. I pray today, Lord God, that even your Holy Spirit today would give us a spirit of discernment, that even when we are getting off track mentally and emotionally, Lord God, your Holy Spirit will whisper to us, will lead us and guide us back to that spiritual place of strength, Lord God. We bless you and we honor you for that. We thank you that today is going to be a strong day. It's going to be a day of victory, Lord God. I thank you even on today, Lord God, that you are going to give us what we need for whatever it is that we are facing even on this day, Lord God. We take this opportunity, Lord God, to even come and ask that you would shower us down with your mercies today, that you would assign angels to every life that is on this call right now, Lord God. Father, this world is way too dangerous. Things are happening way too fast for us not to request the aid and the protection of your angels, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord, for angels that watched over us last night. We thank you even for angels that's going to accompany us throughout our day, Lord God. We send your word now that it would protect our children today, even as they are out of our presence, that you will have angels guarding them, Lord God, guarding their physical safety, guarding their mental and emotional and psychological safety, Lord God. We thank you right now that angels are on assignment over our house, Lord God, that everything that concerns us, the angels of Almighty God are working to perform the word of God in our lives. We thank you and we bless you for that this morning, oh God. Father, we ask this morning, Lord, that even throughout today that you would give us a praying spirit, Lord God, that we're not just going to pray and connect these first few moments of the day, but all throughout the day, Lord God, thank you for giving us a praying spirit, even when a spirit of worry or the spirit of anxiety tries to come upon us, Lord God. We thank you for giving us a praying spirit, for your word declares that we can cast our cares upon you, for you care about each and every one of us, Lord God. So thank you right now today that we are going to live with a praying spirit. God, we're going to be praying in the car. We're going to be praying at our desk. We're going to be praying before we go in and out of meetings, Lord God. Thank you this morning for a praying spirit. And as we pray today, Lord God, we thank you that you're going to minister comfort to us, Lord God, that we would not be walking around with bow down heads, but you are going to lift up our heads and remind us of your faithfulness, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for a praying spirit all throughout today. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you are going to connect us, Lord, with your strength. You're going to connect us, Lord God, with your power, Lord God. We honor you and we bless you for that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So today, Lord God, we thank you that today we are going to win. Today we shall know no defeat. Our head shall be lifted up among you, and we shall walk as the people of God. We love you today. We give your name glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and glory to his name. People of God, just be reminded of the faithfulness of God. God is faithful. He's always working so that we can win. So today we're going to go out and we're going to do just that. We're going to win over every circumstance in our lives. Listen, God has called us to be both salt and light. And so I'm going to ask and challenge all of you, man, even as we're going today, sow a seed of encouragement. Sow a testimony of the faithfulness of God into someone that may be around you. The hour has come and it's far past for Christians to share our faithfulness to God. And I promise you there's somebody that needs to hear your testimony. So we thank and bless God for you. Even begin to invite individuals to come and share with you in Bible study, in church, on a prayer call. We have to be warriors of the kingdom of God and understand our role in evangelizing and encouraging sinners and those who have lost their way. So we thank and bless God for you for that. Thank you so much for spending these 15 minutes with you. I know that today is going to be a strong day of victory. Remember, God is always working so that we can win. He's faithful towards us. God bless you, and thank you for sharing with us this morning. Be blessed.